بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were doing the chapter on the dislike of standing and drinking and clarification that it's permissible. However, the better thing to do is that a person should sit and drink. So under this we explained that within the range of permissibility that there is something known as mubah, that is permissible to stand and drink, but the thing that is better, the thing that is adab, is that a person sits and drink. So there are two type of ahadith that come under this chapter. Some ahadith showing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and drank, and there are other hadith showing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat and drank. So ulama, how they reconcile between the two is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that within the range of permissibility, that this is the best, that where a person is able to sit and drink, then he sits and he drinks. In other words, there is a place for him to sit, he sits and he drinks. This is the best. And if he can easily sit and drink, and then he stands and drinks, this is khilafi adab, khilafi ola. It is against the best practice. Not to say it's impermissible, but it's against the best practice that he's got opportunity to sit, and then he's standing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to show us the limits of Shariat, and sometimes also he would show us what is best. So for example, you'll find a person, he washes his hands when making wuzu. If he washes his limbs one time, that is permissible, but the best is to wash three times. So like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us also that within the range of permissibility, how many times to wash, which is the best amount of times to wash, etc., and also which now becomes excessive. So here also we are taught that what is permissible, what is the best, which is adab. Now under this discussion, you'll find that there's a discussion of Zamzam that comes up, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood and he drank Zamzam during Hajj. So here again, ulama explained, we gave three explanations. One was out of respect for the Kaaba Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of azmat for the Kaaba Sharif, he stood and he drank the Zamzam. The other explanation we gave, that because of the crowd, there was no possibility, or it was very difficult for Rasulullah to sit down in the crowd and drink. And the third reason that ulama gave, is that area where the Zamzam was being served, the soil laid, not like how it is now, marble, etc. That time it was soil, so it was very wet, that area. So it was difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit and drink. Anyway, under this ulama explained that when it comes to Zamzam, then it will be permissible, it will be jais if a person stands and he drinks. However, if a person sits and drinks also, there is no harm. So when it comes to Zamzam, then we won't say that it's khilafi adab to stand and drink. Like normal water, we'll say it's khilafi adab. It's against the adab to stand and drink. But with Zamzam, we won't say it's against the adab. However, if a person is sitting, and now he makes it a point that I must stand up and drink Zamzam, this won't be correct. Because there isn't such a masla as you have to stand up and drink Zamzam. So a person may sit and drink the Zamzam, or he may stand and drink Zamzam. Another water that is blessed, and a person may stand and drink, that is also proven from the hadith, is the leftover water from wudu. Person makes wudu, and now the leftover water that passes through the limbs of a person, it's permissible, it's jais to drink it. We in our country have got so much of water, so therefore you find the water just goes away. Other places where water is difficult to come, even that water they save. So here this water also is permissible. So Zamzam and this water that is left over from wudu, this water is permissible to stand and drink. It won't be said to be khilafi adab. The others, it will be said to be khilafi adab, in other words, against the etiquette, but it's still permissible. So when a person understands these things, then when Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought the last few ahadith, which we'll finish now, the short ahadith, then we'll realize that how it fits in. Otherwise, a person will misunderstand when he sees or hears these ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes stood and he drank, stood and ate at times also. And then under this explanation, or rather we'll do the explanation now, ulama explained that where there's such type of food, that a special dastarkhan, a tablecloth, is not required to be put down to eat. For example, a person is having ice cream. You don't need a dastarkhan to be put down. A person is eating chocolate. He doesn't need for a special dastarkhan to be put. Person is eating khajur, a special dastarkhan doesn't need to be put down for that. For these items, if a person happens to be standing and he eats it, person is walking and he's eating, he's walking and he got a sweet in his mouth, there's no special dastarkhan that is needed to be put down. It's not a special meal. In those cases, even to be standing or to be walking will be permissible, because it's not a mustaqil meal in itself. It's not a separate meal in itself. It's something that a person is just eating. By the way, sometimes you'll find in India people eat pan. So whilst they're walking, they're eating the pan, they're chewing the pan. Here again, it's not a separate meal. However, where a person is eating a meal, person is walking around and eating a hot dog, eating a burger, or is eating some type of food, or a person may be even walking and eating a curry. These sort of things are not permissible, eating a sandwich, etc. Because here a person should be setting adab, etiquette of eating. So here this is the distinction that ulama give, is those foods that would normally require a person to sit and eat, where dasturkhan, a tablecloth is placed down normally, and a person would eat. Now to stand and eat those type of foods is not permissible. However, it's other type of foods. We give example of a chocolate, a sweet, ice cream, or something like that, a person is standing, and there is no harm. So let's just finish off the ahadith. So now once we understand this and we see these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will appreciate what is being mentioned. An-Nazzal ibn Sabrah radiyallahu anhu qal ata alayya babar rahbati fashariba qa'iman wa qala inni ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fa'ala kama ra'aytumuni fa'altu, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Nazzal ibn Sabrah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu came to Babur Rahba and he drank while standing, and he said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam doing as you had seen me doing. Here again that same explanation would come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was showing the limits of permissibility. An Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qal kunna ala ahdi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam na'kulu wa nahnu namshi wa nashrabu wa nahnu qiyamun, rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates that in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we used to eat whilst walking and drink while standing. Again, that explanation comes in. Which type of foods are permissible to eat while standing and whilst a person is walking, etc. Hazrat وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنه قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يشرب قائما وقاعدا, رواه الترمذي. حضرت عمرو بن شعيب narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather. How beautiful. Person is narrating, حضرت عمرو بن شعيب is narrating from his father, who is relating from his grandfather, who said that radiyallahu anhu said that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam drinking while standing and while sitting. Again, that same explanation comes in here of the range of permissibility. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam showing us which is the best and which is less than the best. In other words, that which is permissible but not advisable. And Anas radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam annahu naha ay yashrab ar-rajul qa'iman. قال قتادة فقلنا لأنس فالأكل قال ذلك أشر أو أخبث, رواه مسلم. وفي رواية له أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زجر عن الشرب قائما. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited people from drinking while standing. حضرت قتادة رضي الله عنه says that we asked حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه, what about standing and eating? So he replied, that is worse or more reprehensible. Now this hadith is showing us which is khilafi ola, which is against the adab. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped, prohibited from drinking while standing. Hazrat Qatada is saying that we asked Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, and he mentioned this hadith, what about eating? He said that is even worse than standing and drinking. The last hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yashrabanna ahadun minkum qa'iman, فَمَنْ نَسِيَ فَلْيَسْتَقِي, رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you should stand and drink. Whoever forgets, he should vomit it out. Ulama explained it's not necessary to vomit it out, but it's something that's advisable, that this person went against adab and he stood and he drank. Again here we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prevented from standing and drinking. But when you put all the ahadith together, this is what the end result is, what we mentioned in the explanation, that it will be permissible but against adab if a person stands and he drinks. The better thing to do is to find a place, sit and drink. Some ulama even went as far as saying that it's makruh. It is disliked if a person deliberately stands and he drinks without any reason. Ya Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. One thing we should keep in mind when these ahadith are showing us the limits of permissibility, etc., one thing we should keep in mind is the desire that we don't just want to do what is permissible, we want what is the best. In the dunya, we're always desiring what is the best. I like to have the best home, I like to have the best car, I like to wear the best clothes, I like to have the best of this dunya. When it comes to deen also, we should have the desire that I want the best. If the best is to sit and drink and sit and eat, then this is what I'm going to do. And if it's something that I have to do, maybe there's no place, or I got a knee problem, I got a leg problem, or the floor is dirty, etc., then there's no harm. But a person should always desire for himself. I should desire that I want the best, even as far as my deen is concerned. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.